Creating emotional arcs through harmony, advanced edition. This is one of those skills that separates this loop is sick from this track actually takes me somewhere. In drum and bass, the energy is usually obvious. The drums are doing the talking, the bass is doing the damage and the density is doing the hype. But the emotion, that feeling of tension, lift, payoff and aftermath, that's often harmony over time. Not just what the chord is, but when it arrives, how it's voiced, what the top note is doing, how bright the timbre feels, and how all of that evolves across 32 or 64 bars. So in this lesson, we're building a 64-bar harmonic arc inside Ableton Live, designed specifically for DNB workflows. Rolling, jungle, liquid leaning, even heavier neuro-adjacent stuff. We'll skip basic chord theory and go straight into progression design, modal mixture, pedal tones, voice leading, automation, and arrangement level tactics. First, set the session up so your harmony decisions land like an arrangement, not like an endless loop. Set your tempo to something in the pocket, 172 to 176. I'll use 174 BPM. Now drop locators so you can think like a DJ and like a storyteller at the same time. Put markers at bar 1 for intro, 17 for drop A, 33 for the drop of variation or harmonic lift, 49 for drop B, and 65 for the outro. And mentally, commit to 8 bar phrases. In DNB, emotional change reads best when it happens every 8 or 16 bars. You can do subtle tweaks every 4 bars, but if you're changing the entire harmonic meaning every single bar, you're going to lose that hypnotic, forward-rolling thing that makes DNB work. Now we pick the anchor, the pedal tone. DNB loves stability in the low end. You want the floor to feel held down, even if your harmony above is doing emotional gymnastics. So we're going to keep the sub on a pedal tone, and let the chords move above it. Create a MIDI track called SUB and load operator. Oscillator A is a sine wave. Keep it clean. Set the amp envelope with zero attack. A short decay around 200 milliseconds if you want a bit of pluck. Sustain very low or off. And a release around 80 to 120 milliseconds. This gives you tight control and stops the sub from smearing into the next note. Then add saturator after operator. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. We're not trying to distort the sub into a reese. We're just giving it a touch of harmonic information so it translates. Now write your pedal note. We'll use F as the example. Think F minor territory, maybe F Dorian flavors later. Keep the sub did simple. One note per bar or even one note per 2 bars. The point is, stable foundation. Here's the mindset. The pedal tone is your stability layer. Everything above it is interpretation. That single concept will keep your harmony emotional without wrecking your mix. Next, we design the harmonic arc. Dark to lift to bittersweet to resolve. Create a MIDI track called PAD and load wave eatable. Start with a warm pad. Saw wave. A touch of unison if you like. Low pass filter. Cut off somewhere like 1.2 to 2.5k. Low resonance. Amp envelope with a small attack. Say 25 to 60 milliseconds. And a long release. Maybe 1.5 to 3 seconds. Add a chorus ensemble or hybrid reverb for width and space. Then, here's a trick. Put an auto filter after the reverb. That way, when you close the filter, you're also closing down the reverb's brightness and tail. It feels like the room itself is changing mood, not just the synth. Now write an 8-bar chord clip. We'll keep the sub pedal on F the whole time, but the chords on the pad will move to create the arc. For the first 4 bars, tension and darkness. FM add 9, then DB maj 7 over F. Then EBSUS 2, then back to FM. For bars 5 to 8, we lift by borrowing brightness but we keep it controlled. BB min 7, then C7 sus 4, then DB maj 7, then an E natural diminished or half diminished color, then back to FM. That E natural moment is the spicy flash. In F minor, E natural is not home. It's anxiety, it's edge, it's that little cinematic stab without turning your track into film score DNB. Use it like a punctuation mark, not like a permanent ingredient. Workflow tip. Keep these chord blocks in a single 8-bar MIDI clip. Duplicate it across the drop. Then create variation clips so you can see your arrangement. Name them A1, A2, B1. Make it visually obvious where the emotion changes, because you will forget after a few hours of sound design. Now, the part that actually makes this feel like a story. Voice leading. A live advanced producer's no cool chords, but voice them like a keyboard preset demo. In DNB, the chord identity matters less than how smoothly and intentionally the voices move, because the drums are already busy. If your harmony jumps all over the place, It'll feel messy, not emotional. Keep most voicings in one register, like C3 to C5. Avoid throwing random notes up at C6 unless it's a deliberate lift moment. Aim for common tones between chords. When you go from FM to DB maj 7 over F, try to keep notes like F and C present, so the listener feels continuity. Then choose a top line. This is huge. The top voice is your emotional narrator. Before you even perfect the chords, write a simple melody that's one note per bar. Something like Eb, then G, then F, then Eb, then A, then F. That contour alone says, we're descending into something, then a little sting, then we return. Now voice your chords around that top note so the ear hears intent. The audience might not know what chord you played, but they absolutely feel where the top voice wants to go. And here's a pro move. Treat cadence clarity like a fader. If you want ambiguity, use sus chords, omit the third, lean on fifths and ninths. If you want a rival, reveal the third clearly, tighten the voicing, and reduce the extensions for just a beat or two. That moment of oh, it's actually minor or oh, it's actually major is emotional currency. Cool. Now let's make the arc audible across 64 bars, because an arc that only exists in MIDI is not an arc. It's an idea. Drop A, bars 17 to 32. Control darkness. Keep the pad low mid, around C3 to C4. Set the auto filter cutoff somewhere like 800 Hz to 1.4K. And seriously, use less reverb than you think. Fast drums plus long reverb equals smear. Add a second layer. A texture track, granulator or simpler with some noise or field recording pitch to F. High pass it at 200 to 400 Hz so it stays out of the bass. This texture is not chords, it's atmosphere, it's glue, it's emotional fog. Now drop a variation, bars 33 to 48. This is the lift. But don't do the beginner move of add another chord. Instead, lift with orchestration. Raise the voicing by an octave or even better. Move only the top voice up. That keeps weight in place but makes the ceiling open up. Automate the auto filter cutoff to open over 16 bars, maybe from 1.2K up to 4 or 6K, depending on how bright your pad is. Make your major color more explicit. If you're using DB maj 7, make sure that major 7 is actually audible. Don't bury it. It's the emotional light. And now introduce a hook stab that locks in the peak. Create a new track called Stab or Keys. Use electric or analog. Add saturator, drive around 3 to 8 dB, then EQ 8 cutting everything below 200 Hz. Then echo, maybe 1/8 dotted with low feedback and a bit of reverb. Write stabs on important hits, like bar 1 and bar 3 of your phrase, or wherever your groove has space. The stabs make the harmony speak in rhythm, which is essential in DNB. Sustained pads are great, but stabs translate the harmonic message through the drums. Now drop B, bars 49 to 64. Decide your ending, payoff or twist. For payoff, keep the progression but simplify the rhythm. Let the top voice resolve clearly back to F or AB. Remove the dissonance notes, like that E natural tension. Bring the reverb tail up slightly for an afterglow. For twist, we go darker. Introduce a dramatic borrowed moment, like a chromatic mediant flavor. From F minor, you can jump to something like AB minor color for one bar, super dramatic, then snap back. Or use the Neapolitan vibe, in F minor, a GB major or a GB maj 7 moment, then return home. That's a classic what just happened emotional punch. Pro arrangement trick. Keep the sub anchored the whole time, or do a brief sub dropout for half a bar right before the twist. Silence in the low end is insanely emotional in a club context, because it feels like the floor drops out for a split second. Now, we glue harmony to bass so it stays DNB, not cinematic. Sidechain your pad and texture to the kick, and optionally the snare. Use compressor with sidechain input from the kick. Ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 2 to 10 milliseconds. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Then set threshold by ear. You're looking for groove and clarity, not full-on pumping house effect, unless that's your aesthetic. EQ the harmony. Cut low end below 150 to 250 Hz, steeper if needed, and keep an eye on the snare zone. If your snare body sits around 180 to 250 and the crack is 2 to 5K, don't let your pad blur those. A tiny dip in the pad around the snare presence area can bring the whole beat forward. Use utility to control width. Pads can be 120 to 160% wide, but keep anything under around 150 Hz mono. If your Ableton version has a bass mono function, use it. Otherwise, handle it with EQ or mid-side. Now the advanced emotional trick. Build a tension automation macro so you can perform the arc. Put your pad chain into an audio effect rack. Map a single macro called mood. Map the auto filter cutoff, reverb dry wet, chorus amount, saturator drive, and optionally a touch of redux mixed very low for grid and heavy sections. Then automate mood across 64 bars. In drop A, keep it around 20 to 35%. In the variation, ramp it from 35 up to 65% over 16 bars. In drop B, you can spike it to 75 briefly for the twist, then settle around 50, so it feels like aftermath, not just constant intensity. This is huge because now you're controlling emotional direction with one lane of automation. You're not chasing five different knobs every time you want darker or more hopeful. You're producing like a system. Quick coach notes to level this up even further. Think in harmonic sentences, not chord progressions. In fast genres, people latch onto cadence behavior more than chord identity. Decide what each 8 or 16 bars does. Setup, promise, arrival, commit down. Sometimes the most powerful move is delaying your cleanest home voicing until the moment you want the crowd to feel safe again. Use cadence clarity like a fader. If you want suspense, omit the third. If you want arrival, reveal the third. That single choice can be more emotional than swapping to a whole new chord. And do a harmony audit in Ableton. Create a return track with spectrum and tuner. Temporarily route your pad, stab, and texture to it. Mute drums and bass for 10 seconds, then bring them back. If your emotional lift disappears when the drums come in, it's not that your chords are wrong. It's usually register separation, chord spelling, or too much mid-range density. A few advanced variation ideas if you want to push beyond the basic arc. Try upper structure triads over the pedal. Keep the sub on F, but build your pad as triads like AB, DB, EB, or GB. Each one implies a different borrowed color without you having to rewrite the whole progression. Duplicate your pad clip, and for the second 16 bars, swap only the upper triad while keeping the rhythm identical. That's an instant narrative shift with minimal disruption. Use a chromatic approach bar. One bar where one chord tone slides by a semitone into the next chord can be crazy effective, especially at phrase boundaries like bar 8 to 9 or 16 to 17. It's tension that doesn't sound like you're trying to be jazzy. Or try a modal window. Borrow Dorian for exactly 2 bars by raising the 6th, then go back to natural minor. That short, consistent color shift reads like intentional light entering, not random theory flexing. Sound design extras, quickly. This audio version is shortened for playback.